All righty, here we go again. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Dave. It's Tuesday's show, June 23rd. How you doing? We hit the phones today to see what you know by heart, those things that just get lodged in your head for one reason or the other. We had a weatherman whoopsie. Karens now have their own toy line. The Who were featured in Song Stories as we all hopped on the magic bus. Cindy Graham became a karaoke star. Bon Jovi went in the isolation booth, and we tested Steve's wine shopping prowess in a way or two, or possibly seven. Plus, it's SAT Math Day. We celebrated, and John pimped my On the Record podcast, which just went up last week. Here goes. It is the Daily Podcast.
I woke up with something this morning. I started talking about memory this morning.
Yeah.
And I've been telling the story on the air for a while. Well, actually, I've been telling you guys about it. I don't think I've ever told it on the air, where every morning when I get up, there's some sort of song going through my head.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be from any time, from any era whatsoever, right? Because something that I played yesterday, it could be something that I heard my father play when I was a child. I'll always have a song of some kind going through my head. And then every once in a while, other things pop up. Jingles from commercials.
Okay.
The preamble to the Constitution. I mean, just...
You're king of the random earworm.
I really am. I really am. But it got me to thinking about what it is that we all have over the years memorized, right? Not necessarily maybe we were told to in school, maybe it was something that just happened, right? But I want to ask people what they have memorized and what it possibly is. So we'll get to that a little later on in the show. What okay. You got anything?
Yeah, right off the top of my head, Fresh Prince theme.
The Fresh Prince theme?
Which I'm fairly certain I've done on the air.
I believe you have done that on the air.
Put me on the spot, I nailed it.
But if you want to break out any moment, you know, just go for it.
I forget it.
Okay, thank you very much.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
You know, when you're watching the weather on TV during the broadcast day, every once in a while, you know, there'll be a cut-in, the weather guy will come on and he'll do a quick report, right? You know, or maybe it happens after commercials somewhere, especially in the morning, something like that. Those are not necessarily live. A lot of times they tape them.
Sure. During sports.
Right.
Which,
yeah, exactly.
If you remember what they are.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So... Yesterday, this happened somewhere in happened in St. Louis, right? This weather guy, Anthony Slaughter, right, is a weather guy at a TV station in St. Louis, and he believes he's taping a weather report. What he doesn't know is, no, this wasn't the tape one, Anthony. Ooh. This was the one that was going live. Here he is.
The heat and humidity are back for the weekend with a chance of more storms beginning on Friday. I'm so hungry. My stomach is so rumbly.
It's not where I thought it was going, but
right.
I'll take it.
He starts off with this, you know, basic report.
The weekend with a chance of more storms beginning on Friday. I'm so hungry. My stomach is so rumbly.
And he's just,
it's great.
He's just standing there.
Turned into a hangry monster.
Rumbly.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
I am honestly amazed by the Karen thing.
Okay.
All right.
What
for
about
for those who haven't encountered the Karen thing, basically a Karen is and it's usually a woman is associated with being privileged, demanding, but a privileged, demanding, middle-aged white woman.
Yes,
tends to be a Karen.
Have you ever asked to speak to the manager?
Right. Exactly.
You are a Karen.
Right. Have you ever beaten somebody down on a price? Yeah. Right. You know, for a dollar. Right. You are a Karen. Well, it seems that the folks at babynames.com, right,
okay, yeah.
Which is like, right, they say that according to babynames.com, over the past decade, there has been a 75% decrease in folks naming their kids Karen.
I didn't know there was any in the past decade.
Right.
Very mid-century.
In the past year, mm-hmm, absolutely none of those users have put Karen on their favorite names list.
Wow.
Yeah.
All it's
right.
Extinct.
And the only thing that they find is, people will go and try to find out if there's a meaning behind the name Karen,
right,
but nobody seems to be using it. Well, except people at this toy company.
New from Entitled Toys. It's the Karen Says See and Say. Now your children can learn the ways of the Karen just by pulling a string.
Wait till you see my Yelp review.
And Karen comes to life.
What do you mean this coupon is expired?
22 scathing Karen comments and all.
Mask? You can't make me wear a mask.
It's the Karen Says See and Say.
I am calling the police.
It's the Karen Says See and Say. Who knows what Karen will say next?
I need to speak to your manager. Now!
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
What do you have memorized? Right, not that you necessarily wanted to memorize it, but just somehow, sometime during the course of your life, you were forced to memorize it and it never went away. Or maybe you heard it so many times, like with jingles.
Sure.
I mean, every once in a while, there used to be a chain of stores called Robert Hall, right? And when I was a kid, they had this jingle for Robert Hall. And every once in a while, I wake up in the morning and that's what's going through my head. It's a Christmas jingle
so
on
random.
Top of everything else, right? We're doing our Christmas shopping at Robert Hall this year. We're saving on clothes for Christmas at Robert Hall this year. For quality and low prices for kids and one and all. It's the finest selection, biggest collection. The family goes for quality clothes. It's Robert Hall this year.
Ha! Wow.
I just turned into the Grinch listening to that.
What do you got?
Well, for me and probably all 90s kids in Philly, it's the first thing that comes to my mind is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Really? That's theme. The first
yes.
thing?
Right? Yeah, and I'm sure there's more, but that's right away. Ooh. Oh, does this start with him talking or is
no,
this the first verse?
No, this is you.
Oh, this is... I didn't... I'm thinking there was words here.
John found the karaoke version.
Yeah, okay. Ready? Give it to me.
There you go.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing and relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys that were up no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, my ma got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air."
Very good.
Steve's old lady voice.
Very much.
It always pops up.
Everybody's got one. What else? What do you have? 215-263-WMGK. I will save Steve from me doing the preamble.
God. Anytime he needs to test a microphone, that's what he does.
The amount of times we've heard that.
I've become a communist.
We the people of the United States. So what is it for you? The question at hand today, what is it, whether you chose to or not, that you have memorized? And, I could do the preamble to the Constitution, and I was doing the Robert Hall jingle before. You did Fresh Prince.
Yep.
What do you got, Dave?
Dr. No from Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Thunderball, You Only Live Twice, Honor Majesty's Secret Service, Live and Let Die. Oh, no, Diamonds Are Forever, Live and Let Die, Man with the Golden Gun. Oh, my God. Moonraker. I can keep going and going. It's Bond movies. Come on.
In order?
Yeah, in order.
Yeah, no, that was the order.
There's 25. I'm not going to sit here and keep going through song stories.
Oh, believe me, someone will pick it up.
Yes.
What is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Whether you chose to or not, what is it that you've gotten memorized?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Dealing with Magic Bus this morning. It was written around the same time as The Who's 1965 debut album. Pete did it in his London apartment. He had something in his apartment that was unheard of at that time in 1965. His own little demo studio.
Oh, cool.
Right? You know, that was really, really early to have stuff like that. But the band didn't get around to recording the song for another 3 years. Here's what Pete had to say about it.
I'd come back from gigs and I'd be kind of in this room all on my own, and all I could do was really make demos. And sometimes I didn't have a song in my head. I certainly didn't have a My Generation or a Kids Are All Right or an I Can See for Miles. But I wanted to pass the time and I wanted to play. Some quite interesting songs came out of that requirement to just knock something out, which will enable me to make a demo. I'll chug away with the guitar and I'll say the first thing that comes into my mind.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
What did that Skinner guitar go for?
$1,400.
Yeah. We did, I got to tell you, with the Radiothon this year, the auction just kicked ass. Yeah. Just, I think we raised like $14,000 through the auction alone.
Yep.
Right? Again, thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. We got an update on how much money got taken in over the weekend. So we're now up to $135,000, nearly $136,000.
Yeah,
so I mean, it's absolutely amazing seeing that we were wondering, would we break 100? We've always done at least 100 for years and years and years, and we didn't think it was possible. But I still had faith. I had faith in anybody, and folks, you came through with flying colors. I thank you once again. 72 degrees outside, sunny, hot, and humid today. Temperature getting up to 92. It'll feel like 96. But before you go any further, my dear lady, before we talk about one moving car, what is it that you have memorized?
Well, I didn't realize this until the other day when I was out somewhere and the song was playing, but I know all the lyrics to Copacabana. And it's really a great tool to annoy people.
Really?
Because it's, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well.
Would you like to be annoyed?
Be annoyed? I already got a track ready for you.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
But no, I already ready. I'll tell you when to come in.
Okay.
All right, you got about maybe, I don't know, 10
half
or 15.
An hour.
Yeah.
Percussion.
It's got one hell of a lot of intro. All right. Here it comes.
Cool.
2, 1, here you go.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more?
Go!
At the Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana.
That's incredible. I now understand where your daughters get it from. I now understand why your daughters sing.
Taylor, can you
You're really good.
Isolate that for us after the show. We need that.
Yeah, we need
Thank
that.
You.
All right, well, yeah, might as well do traffic to your music here.
Okay, well, there's about a 5-minute
Sing it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
With the summer coming up, I'm going to assume that you're any day now you'll be making your total wine run.
Yes, I'm slowly putting the list together.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, something about this. This story just screams radio bit, all right? Mm-hmm. Cops in Estero, Florida are looking for a thief with an expensive taste in wine. Pictures on security cameras show that the masked man visited a Total Wine and More store, stuffing bottles of wine down his pants.
Okay, well,
I guess they were tapered.
Okay, all right. Over the span of 3 visits, the police said that he was able to make off with 7 bottles of wine with a combined value of $794. He likes the good stuff.
Yeah, right.
That's about $113 a bottle. How many bottles of wine do you think you can get in your pants?
Well, if I move my thing out of the...
Right. What, your shoe? Your shoe's in the way?
No, my belt.
Oh, okay.
My belt. The other thing's not very impressive.
7's impressive.
In one leg or just pants in general?
Both pants legs? In general. Right.
Probably 6, maybe 7.
6?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Are we talking the big ones or like a regular single bottle? Like a 1.5 liter?
Yeah,
or
no, like a normal...
750 is a normal one.
Yeah, 750 is a normal one, right. Yeah, yeah, well, you know, do that.
Probably 6, maybe, depending on the jeans I have on. Am I wearing JNCO?
Get your JNCOs out from the 90s.
It's all, you know, it's a math problem here.
Okay. It's your raver pants.
Well, I'll bring in the wine if you want to do this.
You got some $2 Chuck laying around?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, bring it.
I don't think you want to age in with Steve's leg sweat.
Let's put it this way. I have a lot of white wine that probably is a little more yellow than it should be.
That would work.
Yeah.
It's not even cool because I'm not even going to drink that wine afterwards.
I know. Yet another reason why I'll use white wine.
I'm out. Don't want to do it.
Cindy, do you know what Steve believes white wine is good for?
No.
Taking out the stains of red wine.
That's exactly what it's good for. It works every time. I have proof.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
earlier this morning, we started talking about this, and it really, I mean, it's been happening to me for the longest time, for as long as I can remember. I wake up in the morning, and there's always some song, some piece of music going through my head. Sometimes it's songs I played on the radio the day before. Sometimes it's songs that I haven't heard in 50 years, right? And then every once in a while, it's commercial jingles.
Those kill me.
Right. It really does. It really does. I mean, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, I remember songs sometimes that I heard at my grandparents' house, and I'll wake up in the morning and they're going through my head.
Oh, man.
You know, so, but we all have things that are just like stuck in our memory. We can't get rid of them to save our life. For Steve, it's the Fresh Prince.
Correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. And Dave has all of the Bond movies memorized.
All 25 of them?
Right. Yep. In order.
In order. From Dr. No to No Time to Die.
You know, and while I was doing the Robert Hall jingle, and I was telling you I can do the preamble to the Constitution. More than likely, somebody else can do that, too. So we've got a bunch of people lined up on the phone. Let's get to the phone right now. Good morning, Tabitha. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing really well. All right. So what, whether you chose to or not, what is it that you have memorized?
The old McDonald's rap song on the commercial. I think it was in the 1970s, maybe early 80s.
Oh, McDonald's. You're saying the old McDonald's song, and I'm thinking she's talking about how to farm E-A-E-A-O, right? No, you're talking about the hamburger chain, right? Well, there were a lot of McDonald's jingles. Which one do you know?
I know the one that goes, Big Mac, Filet of Fish, Quarter Pound of French Fries, Icy Coke, Big Shake, Sundaes, and Apple Pies. You deserve a break today at McDonald's, and the dish ran away with the spoon. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What time frame is that, Tabitha? What years?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe early 80s.
All right. Well, have yourself a great morning. That was terrific. Hey, John?
Yes.
Okay. What have you got memorized, whether you chose to memorize it or not?
Well, first of all, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
And this one, you can test Matt Cord. We went to Sally's and we had a teacher there. We had to know the definition of morality. Okay. And morality is conformity to the human thing to do in any decision-making situation, which involves a moral relationship with a person, place, or thing. 1 point.
Wow.
Ten if you got it wrong.
Caitlin.
Yes.
What is it you've got memorized, and did you choose to do it?
The whole thing of the Gilligan's Island theme song, song. Just sit right back and hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from a tropic port aboard a tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and true. But passengers sat still that day on a 3-hour tour.
A 3-hour tour.
Have a good morning. Sarge, all right, what is it that you have memorized?
I had the preamble to the Constitution. I had to memorize it in seventh grade.
You know what? I think that's when I probably had to do it then, too. Go.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, and promote the general welfare, to secure the blessings and liberties to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. A great American, Sarge.
Well done, Sarge.
Have a good
morning.
Thank you. Ed, what do you have memorized?
A song from 1976 during the bicentennial years where I had to memorize all 50 states.
Okay. Can you do them
and
in
every
order?
Time I go through the channels and I see Arizona or the feature in California or New Jersey, it's like I got to sing the stinking song.
Oh, God, I think I know the song you're talking about.
It's called 50 Nifty United States from 13 original colonies. It's Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, all the way to the end. I'm not singing the whole song, John.
Well, you know what? We don't have time for the other 46. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
I am fine. All right, so what is it that you have memorized?
I know my New Jersey driver's license number. It's just 15, 16 digit on your license. I can't remember when trash night is.
I can't remember my license plate number. You've got your driver's license number memorized?
I don't know. I've had it since college, back in the Glassboro State days, from filling out forms for parking permits, I guess. But, I can ramble it off.
Well, go ahead. Impress us.
T27971567906644.
Wow.
Sir.
God, dude. And your American Express card number is...
Right. Nice. Good job.
Have a good morning.
Nice try. Good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Today is National SAT Math Day.
Nope.
Well, which is sort of funny seeing that most colleges and universities have just basically ignored them because of the coronavirus, but we're still celebrating the day.
Yeah. I don't remember. I guess what was the even score I could get, the highest I could get, because I got that.
Well, 1600.
1600. Yeah. 1600. It's different now, but for us it was 1600.
800 on each side when it was, right. When it was us. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And back then you got 400 points for writing your name on the test.
What is it? What is it now? Like,
I have no idea now.
A lot higher?
My wife's a middle school teacher.
Right. Now it's a waste of time.
It always was a waste of time.
Pretty much. Right. But for those of you who want to practice, we'll just kind of put you through it.
One, two, three, four.
On. The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, every week there's a new one on WMGK.com. We're talking about On the Record, and this week it's our very own Dave Gibson.
Yeah.
And now what's this? What's the basic story behind you and the Bond girl?
It's me spending 8 minutes alone with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Seven of talking.
Is that right?
Oh, you listened. Steve checked it out, apparently. No, it's me and Xenia Onatopp from my favorite Bond film, Goldeneye. Right. I got the chance to talk to Famke Janssen back in 2013.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
You might
she's doing a radio tour.
You might want to bring back what her name is.
Yeah.
Xenia Onatopp.
Xenia Onatopp. If you remember, she's the one that kills men with her legs.
Right.
As she's... Well, check out the podcast.
Yeah, right.
It's not exactly family friendly.
Yeah, right.
So you may not want to have your 8-year-old boy along for the ride. But it's a good one.
All right. Did she wrap her legs around it?
It was a phoner, John.
Oh, sorry.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.